It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Is Big Pharma, the big pharmaceutical companies, are they manipulating the American consumer? When we're looking at all those happy people on TV, but they're advertising a depression medication, are we being manipulated? We brought an expert, Dr. Greg Smith. Now, Dr. Greg or Gregory Smith, he's with painreliefgroup.com. He's also the co-author of a breakthrough documentary that's coming out called American Addict. I find it interesting, Dr. Smith, that you are in the addiction medicine field as a medical doctor, and you're also an expert on how pharmaceutical companies are now manipulating the American consumer. Is this an important connection for you, and is this something that you have to relay to your patients as part of your therapy?
Well, we have to remember that big pharmaceutical companies are for-profit companies that are trying to sell a product. And in the movie American Addict, we have this whole segment where we sort of show some of these ads, how ridiculous and the disconnect there is, where you have people that are just like in slow motion, dancing, smiling, and then there's a guy, you know, in like rapid speed telling you all the things that could happen, bleeding from the mouth, death, and everything else. But there's a disconnect. We're watching the beautiful people, and everyone's happy. So absolutely, there's only two countries in the world right now, and we're one of them that really allows direct-to-consumer marketing like this, and it's very, very dangerous. People go to their doctors asking for pills.
I swear sometimes I think I'm watching a Saturday Night Live skit where, you know, you got these happy people, or you've got a stick figure with a sad face and all of a sudden he's peeing or something like that. And I'm just like, you know, and by the way, it's a big pill of estrogen. And so I really, you know, do that. Luckily with me, my patients know not to start bringing ideas from advertising to my office about what they're going to do. Now, in the world of addiction medicine, people are crying out. They're in pain. They're anxious. They are more easily manipulated. Is that fair?
I think so. And, you know, when you look at the statistics, you know this isn't a coincidence. The film, American Addict, starts off by saying we're approximately 5% of the world's population, but we use 80% of the world's hydrocodone, which is in Norco and Vicodin, and 50% of the world's pharmaceuticals in general. So this is a deliberate situation where the pharmaceutical companies are using their might, and they're the biggest lobby in Washington other than big oil. And they use their political clout and their financial clout to really make sure that people take medications for their problems.
How public are you about this message? I mean, do you worry? I mean, hey, I'm a physician. You're a physician. We know we're just a step away from pharmaceutical industries. Do you worry about them, you know, coming after you, sending a ringer into your office, hoping you prescribe them the wrong thing, and then going after your license? Do you worry about any of that stuff, or do you just keep rolling how you are?
Well, I think any time you do something different or you step out into a spotlight, you always run that risk. But I try and just like I did in the film, we try and tell the truth. And the truth is, there's two sides to this. I mean, I'm not vilifying the pharmaceutical companies entirely. I mean, they
no,
are necessary.
You're vilifying their marketing and their business strategy. You're not. I'm right with you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do. I think it's unfair. And like I said, most countries have banned these type of ads where you can't even advertise on television. And I think it's you have a public that needs help, they're looking for answers, and it's playing in their hands. And really, there's been disease processes created for pills. I mean, there's certain diseases that people have never heard of, like restless leg syndrome or low T, you know, which is low testosterone, and then all of a sudden they read off hundreds of possible side effects or problems you have. And if you have any one of these, you may have low T, or you may have restless leg syndrome. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and one of the things that bugs me about that is that it's the off-label use that the reps are walking in with. Let me explain that, listener. So let's say they release a drug for restless leg, and they get everybody to hear about this drug, but the real money might be in seizures. So what will happen is the reps will walk in and say, this is for restless leg, but it's going to be approved for seizures, and if your patients aren't really doing well, just try this one. Listen, it's just going to come out, and they go for the big fish with that, and they've been caught many times with that. Neurontin was caught with that over seizures a few years ago, too. They're selling, I mean, they're preying on vulnerable people with these commercials. I've been stuck on the TV commercials. Is it other things as well? Is it direct paper marketing? How else are these guys getting at our patients?
Well, I mean, the ads are everywhere. I mean, it's all over the internet banners, you know, magazines, any kind of medium where people are viewing something. We see these kind of ads. And again, I can't blame them 100% because they are in business to make a profit. I mean, they're trying to satisfy shareholders. But I think in many situations, you have to have a benevolent corporation when it comes to these things and not just be completely about the money. And unfortunately, we've seen this over and over again where health of the population is trumped by profits. And this is all, you see that with a lot of off-labeling where huge fines, hundreds of millions, even a billion, it's still not enough to stop the drug companies. They pay that easily because they've made a profit with the drug.
It's like having a Ferrari. These fines that we're talking about, listeners, it's like having a Ferrari and you get a speeding ticket. If you can afford a Ferrari, the speeding ticket's not such a big deal. Is there a website like your painreliefgroup.com? Somebody calls, they think the drug is for them. What do they do? Because let's say they see Celebrex or they see one of these antidepressants or something like that, or something that you're going to have the sex life of an 18-year-old after this or whatever. Is there some web? Is there a place that they can go to for real answers?
Well, I think the real answer is to try and find physicians or even naturopaths, people of this nature. People that I really prefer doctors that practice integrative type medicine where you can get real answers and get alternatives to medications. I had one person that having insomnia, and they had been on tons of insomnia pills, Ambien, Lunesta, et cetera, and it turned out they had been drinking espresso because they had a new espresso machine every night. So if you just ask them the question, you find out that's the problem, and they didn't even need a sleeping pill. So I think they just have to get to the right people. There's not necessarily a website, but just a good physician, integrative physician, or naturopath that can help them.
Choose somebody. Agreed. You got to choose somebody that doesn't have to rely on medication to get people well, that has other sources, and somebody who isn't tied profit-wise or success-wise to, you know, pharmaceutical industry and getting research dollars from that, or even scratch pads. One of the things I tell my patients is if they're writing their chart notes on things that are drug advertisements, that concerns me. You know, I had a lady come to me. I'm a cardiologist, and her granddaughter's baby was put on all these digestive meds like Zantac, and they're blocking stomach acid. So the daughter came in, and I have a baby at the time that was a year old. So we're about, you know, when you're going through it, right? And I asked the young girl, I said, how do you burp your baby? She goes, burp my baby? And I was like, do you ever burp your baby after you breastfeed? No, what's that? And I said, how many times have you been to your pediatrician? This baby was on three medications, not even a probiotic, and nobody even asked her if she burped her baby. And I mean, it's a bad day when I know more about burping a baby than a mother. And I don't blame the mother. I blame the doctors for not looking exactly what you said. The simple solution, taking that time to go through it. Now, what I did say to her is I think you need a new pediatrician. I think you should go to one that has you just had a baby, here's the things you know course. This is hurting when you look at this big issue about manipulation of the consumer. It's really hurting the overall American productivity, isn't it?
It is bad. I tell people, if your doctor, all your doctor has is a pill for your problem, then you need to find a new doctor. Too many doctors just gives pills for problems. There's other solutions than a pill for your problem.
Well said, my friend. Dr. Gregory Smith, painreliefgroup.com. The breakthrough movie that is coming out, AmericanAddictTheMovie.com, will give you details on where to see this. There is a trailer on YouTube for this right now. Dr. Smith's website is painreliefgroup.com. And we have just had a great time having you on today. And listeners out there, use your head. If it's too good to be true in an advertisement, I guarantee it is. See the integrative doctor like me. My name is Dr. Decker Weiss, and we're at Radio MD. Stay well.